All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How are you doing? Listen, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate you as always. Get this podcast wherever you get your podcasts from, right? All of them. I don't need to make the list again. You know where your podcasts are in this day and age. Also, I have another podcast with my good buddy Corey Brooks, The Manxiety Show. A new episode is out now. Check that out. It's on YouTube as well. And if you want to watch this episode as opposed to listen to it, I don't know why you would, but it's on YouTube. If you wanna head on over. I also come see me live. Finishing up my theater tour of Long Island. I was at Port Jeff this weekend, sold out. It was amazing. I had a blast. This Saturday, I'm at the Port Washington Theater. You know what I'm doing? I'm doing a great thing. I'm doing a benefit for autism. But tickets are open to the public. So go to the Port Washington Theater. I think there's a handful of tickets left. We're going to have a blast. We always do. I do that theater every 3 or 4 years. And it's been a while, so I'm excited to get back there. And on Saturday the 24th, the day after Thanksgiving, when you are sick to death of looking at your family, come to the Madison Theatre in Rockville Centre. And then December 6th, 7th, I'm at Uncle Vinny's back on the Jersey Shore. And then on the 8th, I'm up in Utica. But we'll get into those later. I'm up in the Utica at a theatre up there. So, that's a lot of self-promotion. Also, by the way, I'm working. Someone kind of messaged me. And I got a few of these messages before in the past and I ignored them. Because I'm rude. And the messages were like, hey, Mick, I went through all your old YouTube stuff looking at, you know, stand-up and whatever. And we found these travel videos you used to. And I used to make these travel videos and I had fun making them. But I just kind of got, you know, I just kind of lost interest because the views weren't there. And I just thought, well, what's the point? I'm doing this for nothing. But then since then, platforms have grown, right? Instagram, Facebook, TikTok has now come along. And I'm on there, by the way, as Mick Thomas Comedy and all of them. So I'm going to kind of start again. I'm thinking about bringing that out every Wednesday, a new episode of, it's just like Last Weekend with Mick or something, or This Weekend with Mick, or I used to be on the road with Mick Thomas, but a lot of times I'm in the city, like this week I was at the Comedy Cellar. Next week I'm at, this week coming up, I should say, I am at the Comic Strip. So, right, that's not really on the road. I guess it is. I mean, they don't come to my house. I have to go to them. So technically I'm on the road. But I'll do little 3-minute videos about going on. I'll interview comics while I'm down there. I'll introduce you to some new comics. Maybe show a little clip or two of their stand-up. I don't know. But I'll make it interesting. I'll give you my kind of feedback of how the night went. If I had a good set or a okay set. If I tried new jokes, if they bombed. I'll do a little bit behind the scenes of what it's like an average day. Of like, if I'm stuck in traffic, be stuck in traffic with me. Except you get to be stuck in traffic at the comfort of your own home. So I might start one this weekend at the Comic Strip. I'll start off with the Comic Strip, of course. And then I'll move on into the Port Washington Theatre. And I'll try to get one out every Wednesday, I think. So stay tuned for that, available wherever. Anyway, let's jump back into it. Let's get right into the podcast. Did they go back? Spring, forward, fall back, right? So the clocks went backwards. I thought we'd done away with that. Wasn't it like last year supposed to be the last year we were supposed to do so? I genuinely didn't know the clocks were supposed to go back. And I'm usually on top of that stuff. I just thought we got together. Someone complained. Some woman wasn't happy with the clocks going. And then we went, all right, just to shut her up, let's go. That's not all women thing, but it just probably was someone who complained about it. And then I'm at the Comedy Cellar on Saturday night, Sunday morning, after I left Port Jefferson. I went into the city, had a 120 spot, 125 in the morning. And I'm looking at my GPS and it says, hey man, you'll be home at 2:30. I was like, wow, that's strange. I got home quicker than I did was out last night. Then I realized the clocks. I just thought we were done with it. So we gained an hour. And then I had to explain to my son about what daylight savings time is. And I lost that hour. I lost the hour that I had just gained explaining it to him. So there you go. Right? There you go. It's gone. It's like you know, you save money, but then you lose money. How was your Halloween? Was it good? Did you have fun? Did you get a lot of candy? Here's what I noticed about Halloween. I went around, driving around and stuff and, you know, picking the kids up. I just dropped them off. They're at that age now where they don't want me to go around with them or their mother. So we just dropped them off at a place. I was driving through neighborhoods. And there's a lot of, a lot of moms made Halloween about them. Like, can we go back to the old days? I'm not going to slut shame here, but I am going to shame some sluts. Can we go back to the old days? Remember when Halloween was like, you just opened the door, your kids left, see ya, bye. You went off with your friends and you came back with stuff, and that was Halloween. Now, and I get the small ones, so the parents go with them. So I would go out and I would just stand there with my jacket on or a hoodie like this, depending on how warm or cold the evening was. I would stand at the end of the driveway and a kid would walk up and ding dong, trick or treat. Not even say thank you. Just, you'd have to yell, say thank you. Turn around. And then you go, thank you. And then you realize they gave you nothing. Just like a simple Reese's Pieces. I know this is going to be blasphemy for a lot of Americans, but Reese's Pieces are those buttercups. Worst chocolate ever. They're just chalky. Every time you can't eat it without like just having your mouth dry up like a desert. Your throat, everything. It's the worst candy. Stop acting America again, glorifying that and Oreo cookies. Stop it. But anyway, and that's what you did, right? And the kid went off and did that, and then you just waddled off to the next one. Now, I've noticed a lot this year is the moms are dressing like the moms are out there in tight leggings, black leggings, tie-high boots with spiky heels, and you paint a nose and it'll put ears on yourself. And you're making it about you. You're making it about, like, come on. Like, it's not for you. Stop trying to turn on all the other dads and the older kids who are confused going through puberty. Can you just not make it? You've had your moment. You had a kid. It's time to grow up now. And I know you don't want to. It's a shame. It's a shame we have to leave our youth behind. That ship has just left the dock. Right? And you're just not on it anymore. Bye, youth. Bye, young stuff. Now you gotta be, you can be elegant, you can be attractive, you can dress up nice, and you can go to balls, and you can go out to dinner with your husband or your boyfriend or whatever you're into. Do that, right? That's how you keep your sexuality, baby. Do it in a womanly way. Like, no men are walking around dressed like gladiators because they go to a Planet Fitness twice a week and they go, oh, look, you can see that line there? Look, I got a muscle. I'm going to wear a toga and gladiators never wore togas, right? Just the emperors wore togas and the politicians. But you know what I mean? A lot of, you know, they're not really educated. But you're not going to go out and just, you know what I mean? Like, men don't do it. We don't go dress sexy. We dress silly. So you're out with your children. Stop with your thigh-high boots. And then you're complaining, like, come on, we got to go home. My feet are killing me. Yeah, because you're in 6-inch stiletto thigh-high boots. All right? Stop it, moms. Enough. It's time to grow up. Keep your sexuality for the bedroom. Or you want to try to look, you know, like you wear a nice ball gown or a nice dress out on the weekend or a nice outfit. Doesn't have to be a dress. I'm not putting all you women in a pigeonhole that all women should wear dresses. Wear something just... And then that's where you turn the sexuality on. Don't do that. Don't. There's teenage boys out there who are confused. They're high on sugar. They're out in groups. They're like, teenage boys are basically chimps when they're together, right? And all of a sudden they're trying to hold it together and be respectful. Trying to be respectful because that's what everyone is telling them now, right? Because if not, it's toxic masculinity. And you walk by with your hips going and your thigh highs and your skin tight and your tail, which is coming out of your, I don't know what it's attached to. We kind of know. And it's just popping out of your, just grow up. Grow up. Let's just go back to when Halloween was just for kids. Can we do that? And like, same with offices, like a bit place of business. You go, like, I went to a doctor's office on Halloween to take my kids in the morning time. Had to take my kids first thing in the morning, Halloween. You walk in and all the staff are dressed up and they're fun, right? Nothing inappropriate. They're all like, one's a bumblebee and I'm SpongeBob or whatever it is. You know, I don't think places of business are where you should dress up for Halloween because, let's be honest, right? If you're in a doctor's office and you come back with some blood work and you go, oh, Mr. Johnson, we just got your blood work back here and you have stage 4 cancer. Very, very sorry. Ordinarily, I would be upset. But ironically, I am dressed like the Grim Reaper. So isn't that funny? I just think some places, you know what I mean? Let's just back off a little bit on the Halloween. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm not a killjoy. I'm not, oh, make you ruin all her stuff. It's not. I used to work in a bank. I used to work in a bank in Ireland and in America. But in Ireland, they would dress up. You got to come and dress up for Halloween. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And we had to wear name tags. And I used to work with a friend called Dave, David. And I took his David, his name was David H, because it was two Davids, but one retired, but he kept David H. And I just took his name tag, because you have extra ones, you know, and have them lined up on the teller unit thing there. And they go, why didn't you dress up as Halloween? Because I did, I'm David H. David H. That's what I would do. And then the office kind of, Jim stole my joke from the office. He went, I'm Dave. Same name and everything. It was weird that. I used to work in Ireland years and years ago. So you walk in and then like, there's the guy, I remember his name. I remember his name clearly. His name was Pat, good buddy of mine. I still chat with him today. Woman there crying at his cubicle. I walk around the corner, everything all right? Yeah, she's losing her house. She can't pay her mortgage. And Dracula's delivering the news. You know what I mean? Let's just give Halloween back to the children. Put up your decorations, watch the movies, all of the stuff that goes with Halloween. But let's just move on from. And the funny thing too is like, if you want to have a good time, by the way, if you ever follow me on Facebook, this is not considered doxing, but every day, and I think it's a Russian bot page. It's not a real page, but people got sucked into it. You know, to create fights and that kind of stuff, the algorithms. And the reason why I know it's a fake page, because I haven't been kicked off it yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a feminist page, I would go and have a crack a joke on a feminist page. Nothing sexist, by the way. I never, because my goal is to never, by the way, I don't know, like, as much of an arsehole as you think I am, like, I never want to insult anybody's feet. Never want to insult anybody. Never want to hurt anyone's feelings. It's never been my goal. So we've gone to a feminist page, and I think I talked about this before. Some woman wrote on her t-shirt across her breasts, teach your children not to stare so I don't have to worry about what I wear. And I'm like, well, you wrote that on your breasts, right? Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to obviously have to stare at your breasts to read it. Irony, silliness. That's all. And I got kicked. They blocked me from that. So that's a real page run by a real person. I'm assuming a woman, or else a white knight, right? Or else a white knight. You know, like one of those men. Beta men, I can say it. One of those beta men. You know, like The Simpsons this week just announced that no longer will. I mean, the show's gone downhill. I still watch it, but I more or less, I watch it through my phone now. I put it on the new season. I'm just kind of checking a message or two, checking an email. Oh, is that what he's up? Is that what Homer's doing? But Homer's no longer strangling Bart anymore. And I just, you know, whatever. It's fine. And then, like, you'll see a group of men. Well, we shouldn't be promoting. Just that. That guy is who I'm talking about, probably runs the feminist page. Nice guy, I'm sure. Nothing against him. But come on, man. Stop with your virtual signal. But anyway, so there's a page I go on. You can go on there and follow me on there. It's fun interaction. Watching me, like, really get attacked. And the page I follow is that I like to go back and forth is called Riding with Biden. Great name. And it's a very pro Joe Biden page. So all I do is put in the facts, but I never insult anybody. If you read it, I never insult anybody. Listen, I will troll both sides of the fence. But like, if I troll the right, they'll just go, okay, buddy, or the middle finger emoji. But when you troll the left, whoa, do they go off the rails. They are so sensitive. Now, upsetting the left is like literally shooting lefts in a barrel. Unreal how upset they get. So they'll put up something about Biden and I'll come in with some other I'll put in a fact or an actual, hey, thought. Like, hey, did you ever think that maybe this is a blah, blah, blah? No insults. No, nothing like that. And they will just attack. Just attack. So it's a fun one. But anyway, my point of this whole thing is Riding with Biden, check him out on Facebook and watch me go at him pretty much every day and watch them come back with tears in their eyes. It's very, very funny. And when they start insulting, it's the same thing. You're not funny. And I'll find something in their profile that I'll come back at them. You know, like I ride motorcycles. There's one guy who goes after me. He's got a Victory motorcycle. Very nice motorcycle, by the way. It's a beautiful motorcycle. A Victory is a nice bike. But like, I'll pretend it's not. Do you know what I mean? I go, oh, I saw your Victory motorcycle. It's very nice that your sister let you borrow it. And I don't mean that, of course. I don't mean it, of course, because it's a beautiful bike. Blah, 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 blah. But anyway, it's hilarious. Go over there, Riding with Biden. You watch McThomas comedy, go to town on him. But they had this one thing about, let's all dress up. This was for Halloween. Let's all dress up as FBI agents and go to Mar-a-Lago. And then all these people were commenting. And it was a funny joke. Good for them. It was a funny joke. And obviously anti-Trump, I'm not pro, but anyway, there was a bunch of comments said, yeah, and we should dress up as Stormy Daniels. And this was the one time I kind of crossed the line, right? And what I wrote was, Have you seen the women on this page and you think you can pull off being Stormy Daniels? Like, it was just hysterical. And they just flooded. They just the blue-haired pink people who, you see them in their bio, stand with Ukraine with the vaccine thing all around it and their purple hair and their hairy armpits. Yeah, that's what 40 billion people have masturbated to. You should go as that. There's a reason why I don't go as Brad Pitt, Chris Hemsworth. Although I have been told I could, I just don't because I know I ain't that. That's all I'm saying. It was a fun Halloween. I hope you guys had a good Halloween. I don't want to be mean. I really don't. I'm trying to be so good. Like, you understand? Like, I'm trying to change a lot of things. I'm trying to be I know I'm a kind person. I know, but I want to change my perception. But also, I want to have fun doing it. You know, like, I try to be a good Christian man every day. Every day I try to be a good Christian. Here's what I noticed, though, right? Here's what I noticed about myself. And I think I talked about this a few weeks back. Like, I do consider myself a good Christian man, right? Like, I'll do something, like, my friends know me. Like, I'll go to a store. It's the only time I'm going to talk about this, but just to prove my point. I'll go to a 7-Eleven to get a Red Bull or something. And there's always a homeless guy outside. Every 7-Eleven has one. They've always got one homeless guy. I don't know if it's a sign to them, if they get together. Guy, all right, guys, with a clipboard. I'm getting the 7-Eleven in Patchogue this week. Who's got Massapequa? You both can't have Massapequa. Oh, you're Massapequa Park, not Massapequa. Okay, that's the mix-up. Okay, we need one homeless guy per 7-Eleven. But anyway, I'll walk in and 7-Eleven make these sandwiches and whatever, like $4 or $5. And I'll grab a sandwich. And I'll grab a piece of fruit and a bottle of water. $8 maybe, right? $8 instead of giving money. And I'll put it in the bag and I'll walk out and I'll drop it on him. I'll throw it. I'm like, here you go. Blech. I'll just walk out and I'll go, there you go, mate, have a good day. No, I won't make a big deal. I won't get my phone out and play this music, you know, from Hillsong. You know that one that everyone uses? And you go, there you go, here's food for you. I'm such a good person. Right? I give it to him and go, all right, mate, because you know what? The Bible says, Jesus said, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Or the other way around. I'm not sure. I think it's never let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. And basically what that means, if you do something good, just do something good. Don't do it for any accolades. Don't be telling people about it. Don't do any of that kind of stuff. Just do good for the sake of doing good and don't talk about it. I live my life like that, right? I try to be a good Christian. Don't let, like Jesus said, don't be anxious, right? Don't be anxious for who added a day onto his life or an hour onto his life by being anxious. I think when Jesus said that, though, he was never stuck in traffic because every week all of my goodness goes out the window because I got to drive my son to a theater every single night because he's rehearsing for A Christmas Carol coming out this year. Can't wait to see it. My favorite production. But all of that good Christianity goes out the window the second I get onto 112 and I got to drive 10 miles on 112. It's just all my, I don't know where it goes. And I sit there and go, dang it, it's gone. It's gone. All my goodness is gone. Out the window. And I was like, you know, when Jesus said all those nice things, I don't know, like Jesus was never stuck in traffic. And I think that's the problem. So Jesus wrote all these amazing things, right? But he just never, do you know what I mean? Like he was never like on a bunch of donkeys on the way to Jerusalem, just like, come on, what's the hold up there? You know, and then Matthew's beside him because Matthew's the one that wrote down pretty much most of his stuff, most of the encounters, right, that he saw. And he's just sitting there taking notes. And I'm just, was Jesus just, don't write that down. Matthew, don't write that down. But move! For the love of Dad! Move! Matthew, don't write that down. What are you doing? This is not going to go in the book. Stop. Right? And then he gets up to the front. And there's some guy with his robe stuck in a bush. Oh, that was it. That's what we were stuck for. We waited for that. Like, you've never seen a guy with a robe stuck on a bush before. And that's where I think it, that's where I think I lose it the most is in, and I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to be a better Christian, a better person. I really am. And I do well. And I score myself every day. And then like when I just, the second I get in the car, I know it's gone. I don't do it to old people though. I can identify an old person a mile away. And I've definitely talked about this before. Because I believe old people, they deserve this respect that they do not get. They deserve this respect based on the fact that they fought in real wars. they were gone. It wasn't like you're doing a term. As long as your term, okay, 6 months, okay, come right back again. You know what I mean? You know those, you see those videos of coming home, which I will watch every day, crying, bawling of, you know, it's the guts and it's the glory. You know that song? And then it's like, I'm coming home. And they surprise their family. You know, they surprise their family and they're at the door and they scream and they cry. You're like, oh my God. Oh my God. You know what I was thinking? You know what would be weird? You know what would be weird? If, what if, like, wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be funny if the family did that to the troops? Like, imagine the family just showed up in wherever they're fighting, right? We'll say, I don't know where they're fighting, where the US troops are fighting now. I don't think they're on the ground yet, but they could. But we'll go back in time, we'll say Afghanistan. Can you imagine, like, just in the middle of a rain of fire, bullets hailing and missiles being launched and landmines, and all of a sudden you hear the song, it's the guts and it's the glory, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. You just turn, and there's a guy, the dad is coming across the field, right, with his New York Jets hat and his Nordstrom sneakers, and his New Balance Nordstrom, his New Balance sneakers and his hoodie, and his Mets hoodie, and he's just walking across, and like the Marine is just not backwards. But anyway, so my point is that, like, older people, they have served, like, they've served us in a way that you don't, and it may not have been, some of them might have been serial killers, and we're like, all right, you know, we don't know because you're old, right? And if they are old and they were serial killers, do we just go, oh, go on then, go on, you got 8 more years left, you go on, go to IHOP, quickly, go on, get out of here, it's fine, we'll just let them off with it. So I can spot an old person driving a mile away, and I don't flash the lights, would you move? That's the one, isn't it? Would you move? You kind of sing your, do you ever do that, sing your anger? Would you move? Or when your kids, like, you're trying to get ready to go, put on your shoes. Don't touch your goddamn sister. You just, because you're just so full up with hate and anger that you have to just, the only way for it to come out without scaring the old people or your children is by, hey, if I make this out to be a Broadway production, this is a Broadway show, right? Because in Broadway shows, they fight all the time. Don't they fight in Les Mis? Never seen it. But the cannons are raised. Oh no, that missed my head. Isn't that what Les Mis is? Oh no, Jeff lost his legs again. I haven't seen Les Mis. But that's what you do. You turn into your anger turns into an opera. It turns into an opera. So when I see old people, I take it easy. But everything else, I'm trying to be a better person. But when I'm on that, when I'm in the car, man, that's my weakness. That's my, you know, because I, like, you know, you're supposed to believe that, like, you know, God says treat everybody like your brother and sister, like, grand, like that. Then, you know what? It's kind of a great way to understand things. Like, you know what? If that was my brother, you'd roll your eyes, but you wouldn't, you know, wish them death, right? Because they're your brother or sister. Your brother and sister, right? But so I'm trying to get there. So now I just look at everybody like they're my cousin. Like you put up with your cousins. You just put up with them. Some of them you don't like. Some of them you're embarrassed about. Some of them you don't mind telling stories about. I look at everybody as now my cousin, and I'm trying to work up to being my brother and sister, and that's how I'll do. Anyway, I gotta go. It's time. It's Monday morning here now. It's late. Look at the time already. I gotta go. I'm behind on my day. Listen, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, coming on back. I do appreciate it. Yeah, I guess that's it. Check out all my other stuff, all on social media, Mick Thomas Comedy. That new show comes out, not this Wednesday, because I haven't recorded one yet, but I'll get it out for you. It'll be out across all the platforms, YouTube. Maybe I'll just put it on YouTube to kind of drive the numbers over there, play that marketing game, you know what I mean? Maybe I'll do that. But anyway, I'm not sure where it is, but I'm sure I'll put it on all the platforms, Mick Thomas Comedy. Anyway, lads, thanks for joining in. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.